Mr. Chair, thank you very much, and to the ranking member, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Let me begin by suggesting that I've submitted a formal statement for the record. What I'd like to do is just simply summarize that in the interest of time. And let me start where I think every hearing in agriculture should begin, by acknowledging an obvious fact, which is that America has the greatest farmers and ranchers in the world. No better evidence of that than what happened last year with a drought that was as the worst drought we've seen since the 1930s, but yet crop production was remarkably high given the circumstances, and it is a testimony to the greatness of our producers. As a result of that, and as a result of record exports, record involvement in conservation programs, record expansion of local and regional food systems, and expanded opportunity in the bio-based economy, farmers generally enjoyed record farm income. But as the chairman indicated and as the ranking member indicated, this was not necessarily shared by all in agriculture. There were regional differences and obviously differences between producers. Notwithstanding that, I'm bullish about this year. 45% of America is still impacted and affected by drought, but that's the first time that that number has been below 50% for the last 30-some weeks. We are projecting, with any kind of decent weather, record crop production, which should help moderate crop prices, which in turn should allow dairy and livestock producers to return to profitability sometime this year, which is obviously an extraordinarily important thing. There is, as the chairman indicated, a degree of uncertainty. Sequester has caused uncertainty, and the impact of sequester will be felt in terms of reduced farm credit, reduced conservation efforts, reduced food inspection, and reduced exports. In addition, we have uncertainty as a result of the lack of the passage of a five-year farm program. And now we find that perhaps that work will be even more difficult as the Congressional Budget Office has realigned some of the savings from previously discussed programs. But I would agree with the chair that the most significant thing that could be done this year would be for us to get a five-year farm program through the process. That will provide the certainty for producers and for rural America, and will reaffirm the importance of rural America to the rest of the country. That uncertainty is complicated further by what can happen from other countries. We're obviously dealing with trade barriers as we speak. Despite the fact that we're anticipating a record export year, we are constantly battling unscientific trade barriers, most recently Russia's decision with reference to ractopamine. I know that there will be questions about the sequester, but I thought I should share with the committee that we have been taking deficit reduction and budgets very seriously at USDA. Over the last 2 years, we've identified and implemented programs that have resulted in savings in excess of $700 million. We've reduced our workforce by 8%. We've closed offices and labs. We've consolidated rented space. We focused on IT savings. We've created a strategic sourcing effort for purchases of supplies. And we've significantly reduced travel, conferences, and supply expenditures. We're proud of this effort. It will continue because we recognize the important role of creating greater efficiencies in government. But I tell this to the committee just simply to make sure that you all understand that we do take this very seriously and we have taken steps proactively to try to reduce our budget. As a result of the sequester, we're now faced with a budget that is less, an operating budget that is less than it was in fiscal year 2009. And we've had pretty much a flatline budget the last 3 years. So we understand and appreciate the importance of being fiscally responsible, and I think we have shown good faith in that effort. We will continue that. But the sequester has implications and impacts, some of which cannot be avoided. And I'd be happy to discuss those impacts with the committee today, if that is of importance and significance to the committee. Mr. Chair, let me just finish by saying that despite the challenges, despite the difficulties, despite what Mother Nature throws, we still do indeed have the greatest farmers and ranchers in the country. And the result of that, I think, is that we can be confident that regardless of the challenge, rural America is up to it. And we will continue to provide the food supply for this country, making us a food secure nation. We will continue to promote conservation and water preservation and conservation. We'll continue to provide an ever-increasing amount of the fuel and energy this country needs to grow. We will continue to create job opportunities, not just in rural America, but across the country, as one out of every 12 jobs is impacted and affected in this country by agriculture. And our families will continue to disproportionately provide military service to this country as they have throughout history. I'm proud to be here today as Secretary of Agriculture. And while I appreciate the fact that you all think I can be here for 4 years, I serve at the pleasure of the President. I could be gone tomorrow. We'll see how this hearing goes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.